Welcome to the Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, toxin-free personal care line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in sunny Phoenix, Arizona. We feature the latest breakthroughs in the world of integrative and functional medicine and natural wellness. We also showcase alternative education from the leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, here are your hosts.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Healthy Habit Radio. You're listening to The Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. I know you missed us last week, but guess what? We're back up and running here on Healthy Habit Radio. I'm your co-host, Dr. Dayan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm your other host, Dr. Aaron.
And, you know, Dr. Aaron, everyone noticed we weren't there last week, and they were wondering what happened to the show. You know, are they done? Or did they cancel the show? Or what's going on? Like, so we're back up and running here. How does it feel? How are you doing, Dr. Aaron?
Great. Doing wonderful. Excited to be back.
How's the immune system looking?
My immune system's looking pretty strong these days, and we're going to go over how we are keeping our immune system that way.
Well, make sure you folks stay tuned, because in the next hour, we're talking with Mr. Stephen Harkins of North American Herbs and Spices, the director of business flow there at North American. And stay tuned for the second hour. We'll be talking with Dr. Michael Schwartz from New Mexico and the founder of the MNP product line. So it's going to be a fantastic show for everybody today, and let's get into it then, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Let's go ahead and welcome back Mr. Stephen Harkins to Healthy Habit Radio. Stephen, how are we doing, my friend?
Doing excellent. Doing great.
Stephen,
my immune system is on target and feeling wonderful.
You're becoming a fan favorite here of Healthy Habit Radio, Stephen. So just know that whenever you come on and educate us, we all appreciate it, as does our customer and listener base here at Healthy Habit.
Well, thank you, everybody, and I appreciate that so much.
Well, go ahead.
Hey, you know, Stephen, I want to talk about some exciting things at North American, because I'm looking and I'm just reminding myself about these oregano gummies. Let's talk about these to open the show.
Excellent, excellent selection. The gummies are taking the markets by storm. And it seems like there is an interesting shift where, you know, in the kind of the traditional use, we've had a lot of people doing capsules and oils and that type of thing, and mostly capsules. But it seems like edibles is the next adventure that, you know, people are looking for, an experience and something that tastes good but also supports health at the same time. There's a lot of gummies out there. You know, we've seen elderberry gummies, and we're seeing all kinds of different gummies, functional gummies coming out. Sometimes people put ashwagandha or other things. So we decided to get into the game, but we weren't just going to do it any old way. We weren't going to just put gelatin or corn syrup or even cane sugar. You know, we've got to keep to our reputation and give people only the best. So we came out with this pure, perfect gummy for the immune system. It has 3 drops of the wild oregano P73 per serving, and it has a wonderful taste to it. It's very delicious. We put grape juice, Concord grape in there, real Concord grape. And then we use for our sweeteners just something better.
Mm-hmm.
We're using coconut blossom nectar and then also yacon syrup from Peru, which supports the glycemic response and also is a prebiotic for digestion support. And we have the top 2 immune strengtheners. We mentioned oregano P73, but also the black seed oil. So we have a perfect gummy, and it tastes great.
Mm-hmm. So the 2 main ingredients are the oregano and what else?
Oregano and black seed as a base. And then you also have coconut blossom, coconut sugar. And then you also have the yacon syrup, mm-hmm. and then the Concord grape, which gives it that wonderful tart, sweet taste.
Mm-hmm. How could somebody incorporate these?
So, you know, this would be something that you can do on a daily basis. And also, it can get you away from taking that sweet snack that you know probably shouldn't be doing. And so it's excellent for all ages. But the next time you crave something sweet, you can actually be supporting your immune system in the process just by taking some gummies. It's certainly not a substitute for the oregano P73, for the oregano, the juice of oregano, Oregamax, you know, some of these more potent supplements. But we're hoping to reach a larger audience as well. You know, some of the people out there who are not traditional herb takers, maybe they're a little iffy about trying oregano for the first time, and this is just a way to introduce it to them. So it's certainly more of a companion product to have in addition to your more superior immune support, which is going to be your oregano P73. But it's a guilt-free snack as well.
Mm-hmm. And we're discussing the orego gummies, or Orego's gummies from North America.
Orego O's.
Thank you. Orego O's gummies here from North American Herb & Spice. Another fantastic way to get the benefits of that North American classic P73 oregano oil, which is a spice oil known for its immune-supporting benefits. It took over 2 years to develop this product, the Orego O's gummies.
Yes.
And again, we're using no refined sugars, as Stephen mentioned, the tapioca syrup, and no natural flavors, yet it still brings that delicious taste. 2 years to develop. Is this true, Stephen?
It is. No one's ever done it with the type of formulation that we've done before, so we had to figure out how to actually make the gummy base work because we're not using gelatin, we're not using corn syrup and things like that. And with gummies, what we've learned is the consistency, the viscosity, the texture, you have to get it just right, or it could be runny, or it could be too thick. So we had to do a special thing and actually mix a certain ratio of Yakon syrup to Yakon powder, because you couldn't just use straight up Yakon syrup. So it was a lot of trial and error and math calculations, trying to find the right mixture to make it work, because no one has ever done a gummy this way before.
And then, of course, that black seed oil's in there with it. That's probably one of the most powerful 1-2 punch combinations in the in the world of botanical medicine, when you're combining wild oregano with black seed oil. Talk about why that's so that's a powerful combination, and how you can use it in so many different symptom cases or disease cases.
We love the oregano black seed combination, like you just mentioned. These are the top two immune strengtheners, perhaps, in the entire botanical world. We certainly feel that way, and so we commonly promote both. Certainly not ingredients you typically see in a gummy, of all things, but we found a way to do it and make it taste great so that more people could enjoy it. And the wonderful thing is there's a lot of crossover with benefits. So working together, you, for example, immune system, digestion system, inflammation support, and respiratory support, and even detoxification, these are all things that are found in both oregano and black seed. So by putting them together, you just have this wonderful match, kind of a marriage between the two.
Let's say somebody is looking for maybe a pair with this product, a gummy, or something else to take with the gummy that could also help their immune system. What else should people be thinking about as it's getting colder outside?
Yeah, good question, because we just got our first blast of autumn air here this morning. It's about 50 degrees, and we've got 20-mile-per-hour winds.
Oh, wow.
So we're feeling it. The weather is starting to change. And what we really recommend is either something like the super strength oregano oil, something like the black seed oil. But my personal favorite is the Orega Resp, just because of its support for the respiratory system and the need to protect that right now, along with the immune system. So Orega Resp, that's what I would say if you just aren't sure about what to do. This is a five-spice blend. They're all wild spices from the mountains where we get them. Oregano, cumin, sage, ginger, and cinnamon. Perhaps the top five spices, among the top spices as far as supporting your immune, your blood sugar, your digestion, your respiratory inflammation, and powerful antioxidant support. Also kind of clearing you out. So if you've got a lot of issue with congestion and built-up mucus, that type of thing, Orega Resp is one of those great solutions that you can use. And so I like the combination of taking something like the gummies, and then when you get more serious and you really need that top-notch support, something like Orega Resp would be fantastic.
And then how is the Orega Resp just different from ordinary P73 oregano capsules. What's the blend of spices in that formula?
So really it is. It's the formulation and it's the potency, because a lot of people don't know this, that actually the oregano rust is considerably even more, could be considered to be more potent. And that's, so we have the profile of the wild P73 oregano exists and lives there, just like with the oil. So you get the benefits either way of the oregano, but you also add in these other spices, cumin, which is amazing, you know, even for things like natural parasite cleanse and for supporting the digestion tract if you're struggling there. And then things like sage, which not only supports the body, it's a cousin of oregano, high in antioxidants, it's also good for mental health, supporting the mind. And then you've got ginger, which is wonderful for settling the stomach, and then cinnamon. Ginger and cinnamon do a lot of things in the body, help with support inflammation, inflammation being the root cause of many of the diseases and conditions that plague us today, but also, you know, working on blood sugar support as well. So I just like the spectrum of benefits you get in addition to the oregano component. And then as far as potency, you actually, what we did is we took the essential oils of every single one of these spices. We vacuum dried it into a very concentrated powder, no carrier oil, no olive oil like you find with the P70, the oregano. So to illustrate potency, one capsule of the oregano veggie caps, it's got to be the veggie caps, is the equivalent of 50 drops of regular P73 oregano.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, huh. Stephen, I'd love for you to repeat that, because I actually do get this question. I hear this question a lot from our patients and customers as far as just which one is more potent. And so I'd love for you to say that again in case somebody missed that, because I feel like that was really important.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So just one capsule of the oregano veggie caps that we carry, with the five spice blend, very concentrated spice oil powders, no olive oil carrier. What you're looking at is the equivalent of 50 drops of the oregano P73 regular, our regular strength. So very, very strong.
Okay. And then there's also an oregano soft gel version.
Okay. So the soft gel version, and we also have a 1 ounce. They are the same. Okay. Just one is capsule, one is a 1 ounce. Those are, if you will, regular strength.
Okay.
So the oregano rest veggie capsules, which we carry 30 and 90 count, that's the super strength. That's the big daddy. Those are the big guns when you need them. But the other ones, the 1 ounce and the 60 count soft gels, they have the olive oil carrier.
Okay.
So they're more, those would compare more to the P73 oregano oil, but you just get the other spices for, expanded, benefit list.
Awesome.
Folks, we're talking with Mr. Stephen Harkins here, the Director of Business Flow at North American Herb and Spice, a wonderful company. And if you've been listening to Healthy Habit Radio for long enough, you know, North American Herb and Spice brings a blend of unique products here to the table that you won't find on the shelf through any other company. Just their sourcing and all the different standards that go into their products is really unique, especially when you see things like 100% village made on the label. I mean, you won't really see that on too many products coming straight from the Mediterranean, and they're using raw, crude extracts. For anyone new to the world of herbal medicine, Stephen, or new to our program here, why don't you go ahead and explain why is that so important to have the word crude extract and raw? Why is that needed when you're dealing with botanicals?
Well, when you go into a grocery store, I love to use this analogy, and you're looking for something natural, right? And you see a pizza in the freezer, and it says natural on it, all natural. But then you look on the back, and if you, you know, if you kind of look at the back ingredients, which I highly recommend everyone to learn to do, that's the only way you really know what you're getting in any product, whether it's food or supplements, because a lot of times they can trick you on the front, and then you take it home, and you're like, what did I just buy? But if it says all natural, it doesn't always mean natural. So what we've done is we've really defined natural, and that is it has to come from the earth. It can't, you know, has to see the light of day, has to see the sunshine, it has to get the rains, and then has to grow out of the soil. And then We never use any pesticides. We never use any herbicides. If we can get it from the wild, which is a step above farmed organic, wild blueberries is a great example. It's always going to have a better taste. It's going to have a higher amount of antioxidants. This is true with all herbs and berries and roots. If you can get them from the wild, wild dandelions, another thing we do, you're always going to have a better result nutritionally speaking. So that's what we're trying to do, is find the most potent herbs on earth, mm-hmm. preserve it in its natural crude form as it was when we first harvested it, without heating it, which would kill a lot of the enzymes and the beneficial antioxidants. So a lot of times we preserve it in the raw forms. So that's what we're looking to do, is really just preserve it. And then as far as our formulations, we will never use any ingredients unless they have a benefit to the human body. So that means you'll never find any filler ingredients or any unnatural preservatives. We use spice oils to preserve. So that means from start to finish, when you look at that ingredient list, everything will be a benefit to you.
And to make this easy, folks, come in today to Healthy Habit Health Foods. We're open all day from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. right here on the corner of Bethany Home Road and 7th Street. And come talk to Stan, you guessed it, the Demo Man. Stan the Demo Man is here in-house till close. And just ask him, hey, Stan, where can I get that oregano spice combination? He'll know exactly what you're talking about. And ask Stan about our free book offer, which still stands. Get that? No pun intended right there, Dr. Aaron. Stands with Stan, the Demo Man, with any three products that you purchase here today that we're discussing with Stephen. You'll get a free book. Take advantage of that for you or any of your loved ones that are big readers with the holidays here coming in. Maybe you'll get a free book. Come talk to Stan, the Demo Man. Dr. Aaron, yes, what did you want to add here?
Stephen, let's round this conversation out with elderberry. How does elderberry fit into the mix with immune health?
Well, elderberry is fantastic. You know, some people say it's the most viral supporting fruit that's out there. Certainly tastes good, so that's a bonus. And it's an amazing berry to support the immune system and also protect us, support the inflammation response. But we don't like some of the elderberry products personally. We kind of not a fan of the sugar-heavy elderberries. So these days, you know, we saw a lot of elderberry kind of having like in the syrup form or in the gummy form, and we're realizing the overall sugars are so high. And we're trying to do it without that, so we can just give people the, you know, the benefits without any of the, you know, the sugars, which kind of cancel some of those out. So what we've done is we keep elderberry in its raw form, which means you can take less of it and get more potency. And all of the enzymes are preserved and the antioxidants. So you're really going to get all the benefits of what elderberry can do for the body at maximum strength. We also like to put that in a capsule form as well as tincture. In our capsules, we combined all-natural vitamin C from Kamu Kamu berry. So you've got vitamin C, which is extremely critical for the immune system to do its job, to fight off all those pathogens and all those threats. And then you're combining the elderberry with it. So you get the double support. That one's called Elder C, and that's the capsules. And then our tincture here is called Elder Raw.
Wow. Thank you for clarifying that. We have the Elder C and the Elder Raw in stock, both right here at Healthy Habit. And we will do a quick recap soon before we wrap it up with Stephen on everything we've discussed so far in the last half hour and the next half hour that's coming up. So keep that in mind. Folks, now's the time to start taking these spices and herbs that are warming on the body. If you look at this from an Eastern medicine perspective, traditional Chinese medicine, the TCM, these are the herbs that you want to take in the winter. Ginger, cinnamon, all the things Stephen's discussing right now, oregano, right? Elderberry. These are things that are now warming, heating up the body, which makes sense as the temperature around us drops. Would you agree with that philosophy, that approach, Stephen?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point to make. I was totally not thinking about that, and it's so true. They do warm the body. They're thermogenic, as they say, and it warms the body. And also, you know, yeah, if you're sensitive to the cold, I mean, you're lucky you guys are in Arizona, but I'm very sensitive to the cold, and I certainly love the warming effects topically that you can do with the oregano as well. And just a quick side note about the elderberry, just to go back to that, just so that you know, if you're going to do elderberry to support your immune system, we highly recommend you add in the oregano. We compare it to getting ready for battle. The oregano is your sword, and the elder sea is like your shield. So if you've got your sword and your shield, you'll be more ready to take on what's coming at you.
Yes, that's incredibly important. That oregano, I took my dose this morning, 2 capsules, and you feel it. You feel the warmth kicking in because, yeah, even though we're in Arizona, Stephen, it's getting cold here, and it will get even colder as we move through November, December. So thank you for clearing that up. Again, folks, we're talking with Mr. Stephen Harkins here of North American Herb and Spice. If you want to call ahead of time, before you make the trip down to Healthy Habit Health Foods, give our store a call, folks, 602-252-6000. That's 602-252-6000. And we're located right here in Central Phoenix at 6029 North 7th Street. Again, that's 6029 North 7th Street. How many days a week are we open, Aaron? Dr. Aaron?
Oh, we're open 7 days a week. Come on now.
7 days a week, folks. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Sundays, we're still going strong. Sundays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We got about 3 minutes to go here, Stephen. What's a good way to round it out before you and I continue our discussion in the second quarter that's coming up?
Well, we're talking about immune support, and I think it's been top of the mind for some of us a lot longer, but certainly for the majority, you know, the past 18 to 20 months, it's been top of mind. I know some people are getting fatigue out there, just from, you know, being so concerned about what's going on out there. But, you know, I don't look at it that way. Personally, I have peace of mind. I know I'm doing the right things. I know I'm supporting my immune system. I know it's a tough world out there, but knock on wood, not getting sick. Yeah. And same thing for a lot of my colleagues here in the office. So just get the peace of mind and don't wait until you start to feel a sniffle or congestion or feel sick. You know, even if you feel like you eat healthy, just take the proper precaution steps, you know, prepare for this. And if you're proactive, you really are not going to have anything to worry about for the most part. So that's the best thing we can say. And it all comes back to the healthy habits. Make sure we're keeping on top of them.
Got to keep those habits healthy, folks. That's rule number one here at the store. And everybody that's been shopping here long enough, you know that. And thank you, folks, for spreading the word, not only for Healthy Habit Health Foods, but our radio program here, all the loyal support for the last 2 decades here of the program. We appreciate that. And if you're tuning in new here, since we went to 1 day a week, we're here every Saturday, folks, on 1100. KFNX from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. every Saturday. Mark your calendars for the rest of 2021. And now we have a 2-hour show once a week rather than an hour every morning.
Stay tuned for the second half. We're going to cover another topic that seems to come up a lot during the winter, which is dry, flaky, itchy skin. How many times a day, Dan, do you hear that? All the time.
Eczema, psoriasis, dry skin, cracked skin, blisters, mm-hmm. itchy skin, all this kind of stuff and more. Stephen Harkins has some good ideas for us on what we can do because, remember, as it gets cooler here, it usually does get drier as well. So keep in mind that one. Again, 602-252-6000 is our number here at Healthy Habit Health Foods, 602-252-6000. Dr. Aaron, is the medical center still going strong here? We up and running?
Yes, we are. Absolutely.
Folks, ask about our fall special IV. We'll leave it there. We'll let the drum build up there on the suspense. Come on in and talk to Niley at our front desk here at Healthy Habit Medical Center and ask about our fall IV special. We promise you, we got a good deal cooking here for you guys. Stay tuned. We will be right back with Mr. Stephen Harkins.
Welcome back back to the Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, Toxin-Free Personal Care Line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We explore wellness and optimum health by talking to knowledgeable practitioners and leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to Healthy Habit Radio. You're listening to The Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. Actually, we just got word that this is the top-rated morning health radio program in the state of Arizona, so unbelievable. Thank you for the support, and thank you all for joining us here. I'm your co-host, Dr. Dayan.
And I'm your other co-host, Dr. Aaron.
And before we cut to that break there, this is the second quarter now. Welcome. Second of fourth, so make sure you stay tuned for the next 90 minutes. It's only getting warmed up here. It's going to be a fantastic remainder of the show. And I want to remind everyone, we were just talking with Stephen Harkins on how it's getting much drier out here on our skin because of the cooler weather that's approaching here in the winter. So I want to remind everyone that we're having a 20% off here on, you guessed it, Rick's Lotion, folks. This is important because it's a natural lotion made right here in the U.S. with witch hazel, aloe vera, shea butter, hyaluronic acid, all formulated to create a fresh, natural, healthy moisturizer and toner, all in one. Plus, Rick's supports inflammation control and soothes tired muscles and minor skin irritation. So take advantage of this 20% off only at Healthy Habit, folks. Rick's Lotion for an active, healthy, beautiful life. Let's get back into our discussion here with none other than Mr. Stephen Harkins of North American Urban Spice, the director of Business Flow. We're talking all things immunity, and now we're going to wrap it all together with the skin, because I'm sure Stephen's going to be the first to tell us how important our skin is for immune system health. Do you want to take it from there, Stephen, and lead us in, and how the skin, which is, by the way, our largest organ, a lot of people don't know that, how does that connect to our immune system health, Stephen?
Well, we've got to start looking at the body as a whole unit.
Yeah.
That's number one, you know. So the skin is the exterior, and it is the largest organ, as you mentioned, Dr. Dayan.
Yeah.
And it is the indicator of what's going on inside our body. But then also we have these pores on our skin where things can come in. So depending on your environment, depending on what you're being exposed to, things can leach in. You know, the bottoms of our feet are the largest porous area of the skin. And so we have to be careful that if we're smart, we're going to use things to put on our skin that are pure, that are nourishing, that are going to support the health, the natural life cycle of the skin, and that will leach in to our bodies as well and give us more benefits for our lymphatic system and more. But, you know, if you see things happening, if you see, you know, blemishes, you're seeing spots, you're seeing boils and acne and eczema and all these other types of rashes that can come up, that's a warning sign. That's our body's early warning system telling us that something's not right. And we've got to be very careful to not let things in, contaminants as well. So it's a good idea, whether you're a man or a woman, young or old, to have some kind of skin regimen and be very careful, because these days it's so easy to get the wrong things on our skin. You know, we live in a very industrial society around the world, and it's, you know, if you just buy kind of the whatever cream, you know, off the shelf, whatever popular brand, you look at the back and it's, unfortunately, there's just a lot of hard to pronounce ingredients, a lot of alcohol and petrochemical derivatives, things that can actually be noxious and toxic. And for some people, they can be even more toxic. So what we've done is we developed the cream. We've got a special cream. It's called Black Seed Cream. It's got nothing but 100% pure ingredients. We did not hold back. It's a new product, actually, at Healthy Habit, and we have combined the best of all of our creams and put it into this one, and so I'm really excited to tell you about it.
Well, that's a big statement right there, because North American has a lot of fantastic creams and salves on the menu, and you're saying you combined the best of each and put it all together here into the oil of black seed cream. Let's dive into it. So it's not just black seed in the formula, Stephen?
Correct, yes. So black seed is the primary ingredient. It is amazing for the skin. But what we've done here is, yes, in the past, we still have this, we offer oregano cream. We offer something called hemp cream, hempanol, and then we also offer wild chaga creams. Chaga, by the way, we've talked about that before, but in case you missed it, chaga is the highest, densest source of melanin, which is it's the highest food source of melanin, which is a critical component to supporting the healthy pigmentation of our skin and repair of our healthy, natural repair of our skin. And we've got that. So what we did is we said, let's just take everything and put it into one amazing cream. So we put the oregano with the black seed, and then we added the chaga. We put some sacha inchi, which is very high. It's a seed that we cold press from Peru. It's very high in omega-3s, which support the natural anti-inflammatory response. So we've just, and on top of that, we put some other spice oils such as myrtle and lavender, which are very soothing. And then to kind of crown it off, we've got the triple B product ingredient in there. So we've got royal jelly, raw honey from Canada, and then also propolis. We've got all of these moving parts in this cream, all which will help support the inflammation component, help with natural circulation, and provide dense antioxidants. So this is the best natural moisturizer, beauty treatment, really for all skin types.
I'm a big fan of using oils topically or in the hair as shampoos and body wash, things like that, instead of eating so many oils. This is awesome. I mean, that's the classic way that oils used to be used. While they would cook with animal fats, things like lard, butter, ghee, tallow, they would make products such as this one that we're discussing here with Stephen for topical use to heal the skin, putting oil in that way. And that's why we have things like bay leaf oil and there's even hypericum oil and lavender oil in here, which is a really nice blend. You probably knew that, Stephen. What are your thoughts on that, using oils in this method as topical agents to heal?
Well, if you look at it from a historical record, this is the most time-tested, tried-and-true way of supporting our skin health. We have to look at what our forefathers and our ancestors did before us. And one awesome example I love from history is ancient Egypt. So one of the beauty hacks of the ancient world, Egyptian queens such as Cleopatra and Nefertiti, they were famous for their allure and their charms, very attractive women from what the historical record notes, and they used the black seed in a topical application for their skin, their hair, and their nails. So as you can imagine, there were no chemicals in their homemade beauty treatments, and so not only does it help us look good, But those dense antioxidants also support a natural, healthy repair of our skin cells as well. So this was what they used way back in the days. So they didn't put alcohol and all these other chemicals on their skin. They used the essential oils. They used the black seed, and it worked well for them. I think it will work well for us too.
So is there anything, okay, so this is the black seed cream. Now, would this be something that someone could use on red, kind of irritated skin, or is this more for just dry skin?
Yes. Yeah. And I have some, I kind of have like a personal testimony on that.
Okay.
For example, if you're accident prone, such as myself, if you ever burn yourself with an iron or while you're cooking, I do a lot of cooking at home. I was pulling something out of the skillet, and I had a cast iron skillet in the oven at 450 degrees, and I was pulling this thing out, and we just moved, and I couldn't find the oven mitt, so I'm using a hand towel, and it's a heavy cast iron skillet, and my finger slipped and kind of got sizzled on the iron skillet, very hot and very painful. Fortunately, I had the black seed cream at home. I wanted to try it out, so I put this right on it, and I got to tell you, within 10 seconds, I just felt an immediate pain relief. I mean, very soothing. So even though it kind of turned into a blister, kind of a second degree burn, within days I was able to clear the blister as well just by reapplying the black seed oil. So if you have any kind of irritation, rash, redness or like a burn or something like that and a damaged skin, it is excellent for just accelerating the recovery and soothing the pain as well.
And again, if you're writing this down, folks, this is the oil of black seed cream specifically, which is a rejuvenating formula made with the most potent antioxidants known, such as the powerful chaga, SOD infusion, and of course, let's not forget the raw black seed oil. And again, it is raw in its crude extract form. It's a completely natural moisturizer uniquely formulated to support skin health, which actually makes it ideal for blemishes and rashes and dry skin like Stephen is discussing here. And again, it is a topical product, whereas what we were discussing earlier with Stephen in the first quarter, the Orega O's gummies, the Orega Resp, and things like the Elderol, these are all oral products, so you can do a combination there. That's what I like to do, Stephen. I'm sure you're a fan of this, where you take something for oral use for the internal environment, but then you put something on topically as well to balance it out, so then you can absorb that into the system topically. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I think that's very important, very wise, because you're protecting yourself from the inside and the out, right, which is really the best 1-2 punch you can give for your body.
There you go. And keep in mind, folks, Stan the Demo Man is in-house. Ask him about that free book offer, which still stands. We know we have a lot of readers in our community here at Healthy Habit, so ask Stan about the free book offer, which still stands when you purchase any three products. Let's say you get two of the Orega Resp and you grab one bottle of the oil of black seed cream. You can get a free book there with Stan. And give our store a call before you make the trip down at 602-252-6000. That's 602-252-6000. Healthy Habit Health Foods. And if you want to make sure that we're all stocked up and ready to go, Dr. Aaron pulled up another cream that we can discuss here, that which would be a nice pair with the black seed cream here. Stephen, tell us about the Oreganol P73 cream, which is actually new on my radar. I always thought that we just had the capsules and liquid tincture version of the P73. So let's hear about the cream.
Oh, the Oreganol cream is amazing. I mean, that is what I was using as well before the black seed cream came out.
Wouldn't that burn? I feel like it would be it's not going to be too hot? Sorry to interrupt.
No, and that's the wonderful thing is, you know, of course, if you do put like the super strength oregano on your skin, especially on your face, you know, it can be kind of aggressive. It can be kind of strong and warming, very warming for maybe a first couple minutes.
Yeah.
But with this, it's actually very soothing because it does have the lavender and the myrtle in there, as well as it does also have the propolis in there as well. So it's very soothing. You know, you can use it even like for young babies for like diaper rash and that type of thing. You can even use it safely. So that's how gentle it is. And it's an excellent, excellent skin cleanser, moisturizer. Of course, it's got that oregano component. So oregano topically not only, you know, supports a healthy inflammation response, but it's so high in antioxidants. So I don't know if people understand the oregano. You know, blueberry is commonly touted as kind of the benchmark for antioxidants. So we'll use that as a baseline here in this example. Oregano is 100 times the antioxidant value of blueberries.
Wow.
So that's the kind of support you get on your skin.
Isn't that interesting? And of course, keep eating your blueberries, but oregano is in a completely different situation there. And I would even add any kind of herb and spice, like what you'll find in that Orega Resp formula with the multiple spice oil and the things like ginger and cinnamon and oregano. All these different spices are extremely high in antioxidants. So they'll protect your skin. They'll protect your arteries, which is important since every 30 seconds somebody has a heart attack here in the United States. So we have to keep those arteries healthy and the inflammation levels low inside the artery wall. Would you agree, Dr. Aaron?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And go ahead. Oh, I thought you were going to ask about Dr. Aaron. Sometimes she doesn't like to ask about the spices there, but with the cayenne pepper. What about that?
Whoa. What do you mean by that? Sorry.
Yeah. Did you want to add to that?
Well, so this P73, now this can be used for bug bites as well?
Yeah, good call. Yes, it can. You know, it, my wife, she gets eaten up by mosquitoes a lot. And so we use things like the oregano spray and the oregano oil and even the oregano cream, whatever we have on hand. And if you apply it topically right after the bite, whether it's a spider bite or a mosquito bite or, you know, even a bee sting, can really be soothing and really help you, you know, recover from that in a much easier way.
And would you?
The antioxidants are amazing for repair as well. And by the way, those of you who are looking to kind of stay young and youthful and keep your glow and keep your appearance, keep the wrinkles down, consume antioxidants and put them on your skin, because another word for that is anti-aging. So it's a wonderful way to keep the cells protected.
Well, that's literally what's happening with oxidation. When you get rusting of a piece of metal, that same process can happen inside our own body. And that's literally what aging is. So when oxidation gets out of control, and we can put a halt to that with things like oregano P73 and the different spices that we're discussing here with Stephen, especially ginger. Ginger is one of my favorite ones because it's the anti-cancer benefits with ginger, and also the anti-heart disease benefits of ginger as well. Is there any standalone ginger products that we have available here at North American, Stephen?
Yes, there is. I'm glad you asked. There's two such products. One is a liquid tincture called Gingerol. Just do a couple drops of that. It's very potent. It's very concentrated. And it's great in baking, by the way. And then also we have something called Ginger Max, which is a powder and also a capsule. So however you prefer it. I like the powder, and it's an amazing tea. It's probably 90% ginger, but it does have about 5% yacon for the digestion, and then also fennel. Fennel, of course, being an amazing spice for many different reasons, but supporting your stomach and kind of helping with upset stomach. So if you ever eat a lot of food, this is the perfect use for the ginger mag. You ever, you know, overeat and you're just so full. I know Thanksgiving's coming up, so that's a lot of people tend to eat a lot of turkey and stuffing. The ginger tea, the ginger mag, is not only delicious, but it will help, you know, soothe your stomach too.
What was the name of that product, Stephen?
Ginger Max.
Okay. Now, can this be, I'm trying to think of any other ways to incorporate this. So can this just be added to water, or could you, I don't know,
cook with this? No, you can do more. You can put it in a, you know, in a smoothie.
Okay.
You can do it, you know, I've done it with like almond milk and banana. It's very good, like banana ginger smoothie. You can put it in, you know, any kind of cold drink as well and mix it up. You can certainly put it in baking. You know, you can do some ginger snap cookies. It'd be really good. So you can use it in different ways.
And again, that's the Ginger Max tea through North American Urban Spice. Yeah, and like we're discussing, folks, try to get it through two different ways. If you can get an oral product, especially now as we're heading into the flu season. Right. A lot of people had COVID on their radar, but now we're entering, right, the classic, the influenza, which is coming up. And that usually starts about now all the way through March. So if you can get a product like the Ginger Max internally, and then you're also protecting your external barrier with things like, right, the oil of black seed cream, or even maybe some Rick's lotion. If you're combining all these things together, I think then you'll be off to the races. Would you agree with that one, Dr. Aaron? And maybe with this last 6 minutes or so, 5 minutes here to go, Stephen, we can do a quick recap on what we were discussing today, even if we blast through the list, with starting with the brand new gummies that we were discussing there, the Orega-O's.
We're very proud of those gummies, and we thank you for your support. You will not be disappointed. The Orega-O's, you get 60 in a bottle. So it's two per serving if you can have that kind of self-discipline. But it's $29.99 for the bottle. And we have another one coming out in November. So be on the lookout for that. It's going to be specifically for children. It's going to actually have an organic tart cherry juice as the base. It, in my opinion, it's amazing. They're so delicious, and yet you get a benefit for the immune system and guilt-free. I know we talked about quite a bit of things today. Oregarest was another really important immune system factor. We talked about how it's even more potent than the oregano P73 oil. It's our most powerful multiple spice extract we carry. So if you want to support that respiratory system or at least get it in top gear for this coming season, the Orega Rest, even one capsule every day, just preventatively, you know, will help keep you under control. And then we talked about the Black Seed Cream. We talked about Ginger Raw, Ginger Max, and I believe we talked about our elderberry, our raw, sugar-free elderberry tincture and elderberry with food-based natural raw vitamin C as well, elder C. We talked about all those things today.
Mm-hmm. Let's just quickly go over the benefits of raw elderberry, because that's a little unique. I would say most other companies are doing it a little bit differently. So what's the benefit of the raw elderberry?
So, you know, in North American, we don't like to copy. We like to just do our own thing based off of research and independent thought. So we looked at the other products out there. We noticed that most of the time, like you said, elderberry is not raw. It's commonly heated, put into a syrup form or even a gummy form. And what we found out was interesting, that when you heat the elderberry, you tend to lose some of the antioxidants and the enzymes, which actually provide the benefits that people are looking for. So it's still okay. It's still good. It's still all right. But you just don't get the same results. In fact, you have to take more to get the same results. So what we found was keeping it raw would be more results-driven. And then we also found out that also when it's heated, it tends to release even more sugars. And then a lot of times, you know, sugars are added. And we thought, well, everybody knows sugars are like the enemy of the immune system and the liver and so on. So we just decided to do something completely new, unique, something different. And that's what brought us to our product of doing a raw form of elderberry. And that's why we think we have the best elderberry out there.
Incredible. Thank you for that summary. Again, folks, come talk to Stan, the demo man, and he'll get everything taken care of today. You know, he's going to have everything ready there that we discussed today. We're all on the same page. And again, ask him about our free book offer. But last minute and a half here to go, Stephen. We'll finish off with a personal supplement question. We like to always know what you took. What was the last supplement that you took and that you're planning to take here regularly for the next week or the rest of October, let's say?
You know what I'm doing a lot of right now? I'm finding myself taking our Collagen Power Plus product to support my joints and connective tissues. Playing a lot of basketball, doing a lot of jogging, you know, it can be tough on the knees, things like that, and the spine and whatnot. So I've been taking collagen quite a bit, and I notice a difference. If I miss a few days, there's a little bit more popping going on in my joints.
Yeah.
But I love that our formula for collagen is grass-fed source, so we're not just using like a feedlot cattle. We're using high-quality beef, New Zealand beef source, and we have some amazing energy boosters in there, like the Shilajit, which is mineral-rich and helps with our energy. And then we also use vitamin C for recovery in there, and bromelain, which is a powerful enzyme to support inflammation and digestion. So it's a complete formula. It's capsule form, so it's easy to take on the go. And I probably do 3 capsules a day of that, of the Collagen Plus.
Oh, well, that's a perfect place to end it there. Collagen Power Plus through North American.
Good for your skin too, by the way.
Absolutely.
Wonderful for our skin.
And that rounds out our whole discussion there with the skin, immunity, and overall keeping the habits healthy. Thank you so much, Stephen, for your time, my friend, as always.
Thank you, doctors, and thank you, audience. Love you guys. Talk to you later.
All right, my friend, until next time. And folks, stay tuned. For the next hour, we'll be joined with Dr. Michael Schwartz of Michael's Naturopathic Programs right here on 1100 KFNX, the Pulse of Arizona. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to to the Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, toxin-free personal care line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We explore wellness and optimum health by talking to knowledgeable practitioners and leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, folks, to the third of four quarters here of Healthy Habit Radio on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX, and I am your co-host here of our radio program, Dr. Dayan.
Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Aaron.
And we are joined here in the next hour with Mr. Michael Schwartz, or Dr. Michael Schwartz, the founder of Michael's Naturopathic Programs, which is going on 4 decades now of Michael being in this natural health product industry, a fellow naturopathic physician like Dr. Aaron and myself, and author of many books. I've actually lost track at this point. We have 30 to 40 plus books authored by Michael here, so it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, my friend. Welcome back, Michael Schwartz.
It's always a pleasure to work with you all. You're such fabulous people. Thank you so much.
And for all the new listeners, Michael, do you want to give maybe a little 1 or 2 minute synopsis, a little background of who we're speaking with here today? Because we always have new listeners here to the show. So let's hear it.
All right. Well, I'm an old guy, and I first became a naturopath back in 1979. I've been in the health food industry since 1976. I got into a healthy lifestyle in 1970 when I became a vegetarian, and that changed my entire life. So lifestyle is something that everybody should really examine, because your lifestyle, you know, there's two cliches. You are what you eat and you are what you think. So those are the two fundamental aspects of a lifestyle. And the information that y'all provide and your listeners, your other guests provide is designed to really help the people utilize, get the information. The most important part is applying the information. So whatever we share, make the effort to apply it. It will improve your life, guaranteed.
Mm-hmm. You know, Michael, I have a really short story I want to share, because it ties into what you were just saying about when you made a diet change back in the 70s. But I have a current patient that before she started seeing me, this was about a year ago, she made a pretty major lifestyle change as well, really changed everything she was eating. She had been on antidepressants for many years. She was able, now she did this on her own, which I don't recommend people do this, but she took it upon herself to do it. She got herself off of all of her antidepressant meds by doing a complete lifestyle, you know, food overhaul.
Wow.
She feels better than she ever has. It's pretty amazing what just changing your food lifestyle can do for you.
Oh, on so many different levels. You know, the hard part about changing your lifestyle, let's go to diet first. The hardest thing about that is that every single food on your plate, every single choice that you make, you have an emotional attachment to. So to give up something is extremely difficult, and especially the more culture-driven or tradition-driven or authenticity-driven the diet is, the harder it is to move away from it. Because what you're saying is you're willing to give up your security, your acceptance, the love of the family, et cetera, and that's very hard for people to do.
Hmm. Is there any, when you're working with people with this, is there any advice? Because you're so right about that emotional attachment. Is there anything people can do for this?
Yeah. And I always start with the comfort foods. You know, we have a bad day, you go home, you want to get a chocolate banana split, and chocolate ice. Well, maybe I do. I don't know about you guys.
Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty good. Yeah.
It is.
Sounds great.
But so instead of using a dairy ice cream, you know, you could use an almond-based milk to make your ice cream. You could make a natural, quote-unquote, ice cream out of avocado. We've done that. and almonds and cashews. So you can, you know, you can change out your comfort food with organic replacements. Something that is less sugary, and sugar and salt are two addictions that are very difficult to give up. And, you know, sugar represents an empty promise. It's like the promise of life. You're going to be great. You're going to be this. You're going to be that. Eat all the sugar. See how sweet life can be. And people end up with diabetes, which ends up killing them. But that's another story. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they can change out their comfort foods with organic. That's the first place to go. Second would be giving up the meat. And that's a hard one because the association that people have with meat, you know, I go back to, I remember, you know, it's like, you know, if you want to be a cowboy, you want to be strong, you want to be a man, you eat meat. Yet, and the way that I gave up meat is that I got heavy into lentils. Why? Because they too made my stomach full. They laid in my stomach and so I felt full. Yeah. The difference is, that the meat, by the time it gets to the colon, which is forever, actually it should be a 90-minute transition, but it doesn't, you know, transaction, but it doesn't get there then. And then it sits there and putrefies, which is one of the reasons why people have so much colon cancer. So by giving up the meat, you can really save your life, extend your life. And with all the chemicals that's in the food, that's a whole other thing to get rid of. You can replace all of your emotional favorite foods. White rice can be replaced with brown rice. And now you got the husk cleaning out your intestinal tract. So that's my advice to my clients is start eating salads and do them organically. And all of your comfort foods, change them out to less sugar, less salt, more organic.
And before we went on here in our interview today, Michael, before I forget, I do want to touch on the enzymes a little bit here, the proteolytic enzymes. You mentioned an article or some research that you came across, and we have a lot of people here that shop at Healthy Habit that are highly interested in enzymes, proteolytic enzymes, digestive enzymes. Tell us about this a little bit here.
Well, it actually, the article is in the National Institute of Health. So, and it's still being researched, but what they discovered is that the COVID virus, all viruses have a protein. The way that COVID works specifically, since we're talking about the proteolytic enzymes, and I'll go there, is that the protein, you know, when you see a picture of COVID, it's got all these little things sticking up. Those are protein spikes. They're kind of like a locking a key mechanism. And what they do is they find an extended protein on a cell and they insert the key. They open it up. Now that gives them entrance into the cell. Once they get in the cell, they manipulate the DNA to replicate themselves. And that's where the problem lies because then that cell explodes. Now you got a skillion little, you know, COVID guys running around, and the immune system, because it's not well, most people do not have a well-nourished immune system because of different reasons, and that's a whole other animal we can get into. So anyway, getting back to the article, what the researchers have found is that proteolytic enzymes, which fundamentally are protease, trypsin, chymotrypsin, bromelain, these enzymes break down protein. And the protein spikes are a glycoprotein, meaning so there's glucose and protein. So the catalase and protease break it apart. Therefore, the key cannot form. The COVID virus cannot enter a cell, and therefore there's no replication. Now, when you talk about digestive enzymes, and it's interesting because the digestive enzymes are the same as the proteolytic, the difference of classification is that the digestive enzymes, and I do the same, I do both in the same formula. Let me rephrase that. Mm-hmm. I use the same formula for both. And the digestive enzymes are in a capsule, so that they're utilized in the stomach to break down the food. The proteolytic is enteric coated, meaning that it dissolves in the intestinal tract. because the stomach is an acidic environment, the intestinal tract is an alkaline environment. So that tablet breaks down there, and then those enzymes migrate into the bloodstream, and then they go to work to hunt down the, you know, either the protein spikes on the bugs or malformed proteins, because excess protein was proven back in the late 40s to be one of the causes of cancer. So your proteolytic enzymes have multiple uses in the body.
Michael, do you have any insight on how they test the enteric coating? Like, how do they know that it breaks open at a certain pH?
Yeah, there's laboratory tests for that. I mean, we send our products out. You know, we get them manufactured. They come in, and interestingly enough, the FDA requires third-party testing. So that's kind of cool, because it guarantees us, at least we know, that our products meet the standards they're supposed to meet and exceed them, as well as dissolution time. So there are laboratory tests that do that.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the main benefits? So if somebody, you know, if they were thinking about starting, you know, to take some enzymes, what are they taking this for exactly?
Well, if it depends on which ones you're talking. Let's go to digestive first and foremost. One of the things about digestive enzymes, if a person needs them, if they're having indigestion all the time, that tells me they have a lot of stress. Why do I say that? Because one of the key nutrients that helps the body deal with stress, you know, we think of it as an overall B complex, but I specifically think about it in terms of pantothenic acid, because what happens is that pantothenic acid nourishes the adrenal glands, and we've talked about that, and so that helps the body deal with stress. Well, pantothenic acid also becomes betaine hydrochloride, one of your digestive juices. So if there's a lot of stress and the pantothenic acid is not delivered in adequate amounts, then there is not a production of digestive enzymes enough. So what I would do with my clients, before I put them on a digestive enzyme, I used to give them papaya enzymes. Why? Because the papaya enzyme, from one point of view, is not replacing the enzymes the body should be making. I've always been of that mindset, is to give the body what it needs to build what it needs.
Right.
Don't introduce, for me, it's raw glandulars, the glucosamine, the chondroitin, the salt palmetto. Don't introduce those things that the body can't build with. So then I would give them a B complex, because obviously when they come to see us, they're not necessarily in a state of health. They may not even be vitamin oriented. They're so drug oriented that they're almost, well, you know, wait, I don't know about these vitamin things. My doctor says that, you know. Anyway,
yeah.
That's my take. So
right.
My first introduction is the papaya enzyme and a good heavy dose B complex, 50 to 75 milligram, and maybe a separate 200 milligram pantothenic acid to make sure I'm going to get the betaine hydrochloride that I need for digestion.
And folks, if you're writing this down, I want to make sure everyone's clear on this. This is the Recovery Zymes product. What's that, Dr. Aronson?
Well, first we were talking about the digestive enzymes.
Yeah.
But just to kind of back that up, remind everybody, Michael, what is pantothenic acid, in case people don't know?
Well, technically, it's B5, vitamin B5, and so it's part of the B complex. Why they didn't – it's really interesting. The FDA years ago changed the way that we say things so that things sound more chemical than nutritional, which is why niacin, B3, vitamin P, bioflavonoids. We can't say B6, pyridoxine anymore, or So they want our labels to read in a chemical format versus a nutritional format. Because you have to remember that, and I know this sounds, I don't know how it sounds, but not positive,
yeah,
that the FDA, and the reason I'm saying this, let me back up, is because I spent 4 years on the national board of the Natural Products Association. And it came to light that one of the roles of the FDA is to support the pharmaceutical companies, because the pharmaceutical companies pay the FDA for research, et cetera, et cetera. So they, in essence, are providing sustenance,
yeah,
money to the FDA.
Wow.
So that's a whole other animal. So we have to talk in terms of chemical nomenclature. So pantothenic acid is a natural part of the B complex, just like niacin as B3 is a natural part of the B complex.
And if you're just tuning in, folks, we're talking with Michael Schwartz, founder of Michael's Naturopathic Programs, who have been providing healthcare solutions, folks, since 1984. We're going on four decades here of expertise here from Dr. Michael. And again, a fellow colleague of ours in the field of naturopathic medicine. You're doing amazing stuff, Michael, and we always love having you on. And if you're a new time listener to this program, we have the MNP product line right here at Healthy Habit Health Foods, located right at the corner of Bethany Home Road and 7th Street in Central Phoenix. And our address here is 6029 North 7th Street. That's 6029 North 7th Street. If you want to give us a call, folks, to get a heads up before you come on in for the drive, give our store a call to make sure we're all stocked up and ready to go on products such as the digestive enzymes through MNP. Give our store a call at 602-252-6000. That's 602-252-6000. And a product such as this, Michael, the digestive enzymes, would you like to take this as you're eating, midway through your meal, before the meal, after? How do you benefit mostly from digestive enzymes?
And what I'm going to say is the way that all vitamins should fundamentally be taken, and that is with food.
Okay.
That way they will break down with the food and they will be better absorbed and utilized. However, your amino acids, if you do separate amino acid therapy, and I'm not necessarily a fan, and or the recovery or proteolytic enzymes, which are enteric-coated, those are done in between meals. Because if you've got food in your stomach, once it turns to chyme and it gets into the intestinal tract and you take the proteolytic enzymes, they're going to break down there, and guess what? They're going to go to work with the food that's there. So you're better off doing it on an empty stomach. That way you can get the enzymes into the bloodstream to do the work they need to do.
Great. Thanks for clarifying that. That's important.
Yeah, so these recovery enzymes, these recovery enzymes, proteolytic enzymes, what are these doing in the body? You know, again, these are empty stomachs. So what's happening in the body whenever we take this?
Well, one of the things, what we can say legally, is that they're fabulous for inflammation that comes about from sports. That way it keeps everybody out of trouble. Mm-hmm. Because what happens in sports is that there's such a strain and stress that maybe you might, I'm not going to say tear something, but you're going to end up creating inflammation one way or another. Now, the minute inflammation begins to occur, your immune system is alerted because there's something going on. And so the immune system immediately starts heading in that direction. At the same time, your brain, sensing that there is a disharmony and imbalance in a particular area, is going to send fats, carbs, and proteins, the building material, to fix the area, replenish, or give the cells enough to do to compensate for the damaged ones. And the protein, then the immune system, their job is to consume those damaged cells, because if they don't, they will proliferate, and therein lies the foundation for aging and disease, because the cells, even though they're damaged, they will replicate. So that's a separate issue. So what happens is that sometimes in the building process, there are protein peptides left over, hunks and chunks, and sometimes in the damage, they're created there as well. So that's the fundamental cause of the inflammation, irritation. So what the enzymes do is they read the protein structure. Now, if it's an incomplete protein, they will break it apart. If it's a malformed protein, and those are formed because of toxins in the diet, the toxin gets incorporated into the protein manufacturing process within the cell, that makes a corrupted protein. So then the proteolytic enzymes, in identifying that protein structure, will excise the amino acid that is part of that structure that doesn't belong there, thus allowing either the protein peptide to disperse and or to allow the proteins, the individual amino acids, to reform into a proper protein. So that's the way the proteolytics work and what they do.
And this is to differentiate from the digestive enzymes. If you come in, these are two different products, folks. We have the recovery enzymes, which is the proteolytic version. And if you've been supporting MNP for long enough, this used to be called the W-Zymes Extra. W-Zymes Extra is now the Recovery Zymes formula. And again, different from the digestive enzymes. And so if someone comes in and they're holding both in their hand, is it as simple as, okay, if you're having GI issues, digestive issues, then just go with the digestive ones instead? Or how would you guide someone in that?
Yeah. No, I would do what you just suggested. Anything intestinal, digestion, I would look to the digestive enzymes.
Okay.
Inflammation, I would look to the proteolytics.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
So from what I was gathering as you were talking about these recovery enzymes is that when the body needs some repair, and that's kind of what I gathered from what you were saying, as far as if you are exercising, or if, you know, maybe you just had a surgery, these can be used for healing tissue, healing proteins. Is that what I'm gathering?
Yes and no, Erin. And I'm reticent to say about the healing part,
right.
Even though they participate, because from my, you know, I'm very myopic in my own way, maybe because I'm old. What can I say? But I look at things from a very particular angle and perspective on some levels. On other levels, I think outside the box, because I think that too is essential. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to building, it really is a matter of fats, carbs, and proteins. So because the proteolytic enzymes and the whole, you know, it's all those enzymes break things down, because there's two processes, you and I know this, there's two processes in the body, metabolic and catabolic. So there's either a building up or a breaking down. Or I should say anabolic and catabolic. So there's either building up or breaking down. I always think of the recovery enzymes as part of the breaking down process, not necessarily as the building up process.
Got it. Yep.
Good.
That makes sense.
And wrapping up here, a few more minutes to go in this third quarter, discussion with Dr. Michael Schwartz, again, founder of Michael's Naturopathic Program since 1984, folks. Not many guests that we get to speak to who have the expertise that Michael has in this field of, you know, 40 decades plus here. If you can imagine how many different patients and conversations about health he's had, and author of multiple books as well. So don't go away, because we still got another half hour with Dr. Schwartz here on Healthy Habit Radio, live on the Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. So don't go away. We will be right back. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Healthy Habit Radio Show, sponsored by Healthy Habit Health Foods and Organic Excellence, toxin-free personal care line, located at 6029 North 7th Street in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. We explore wellness and optimum health by talking to knowledgeable practitioners and leading experts in the world of natural health. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, folks, to Healthy Habit Radio. You're listening to The Pulse of Arizona, 1100 KFNX. If you're a new listener here for the last few months or so, make sure you mark your calendars for every Saturday, the remainder of 2021. We will be on here at 1100 KFNX, Healthy Habit Radio, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Every Saturday, we have the two-hour show, not the every day per week, 1 hour. It's now every Saturday. So mark your calendars for that and join us here every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Folks, 20% off is going on right here on, you guessed it, the Rick's Lotion Original. And now be on the lookout for their three brand new essential oil variations. I want to ask everyone, do you know how hyaluronic acid works to moisturize your skin? Short form HA. Well, think of this. Hyaluronic acid holds up to 1,000 times its weight in water. Okay, this nutrient, it attracts water from the air around you and then uses it to plump and hydrate your skin. And every bottle of Rick's Lotion contains this incredible healing skin nutrient, the hyaluronic acid. And now is the perfect time to take advantage of the 20% off for the rest of October 2021. And that's Rick's Lotion, folks. R-I-X-X Lotion. For an active, healthy, beautiful life, only at Healthy Habit. And we have the privilege here. We are at the halftime break, but now finishing off our discussion with Dr. Michael Schwartz, founder of Michael's Naturopathic Program since 1984. It's always a pleasure to be joined here with Michael. How are we doing on your end, my friend?
Really good, and it's always my honor to be a guest and work with you all.
Actually, since we brought it up, and you're a fellow naturopathic physician, just like Dr. Aaron and myself, you're a colleague of ours, what are your thoughts on hyaluronic acid, Michael, and how incredible it is for the skin, and what are your thoughts on it and experience over the years?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. It's one of those elements that I haven't used, quite honestly. It's not been a part of my practice because I'm from the inside out, so to speak. When I think of skin, because again, I guess I'm not, when I think of the clients I've had, it's always been about really horrible cases of acne.
Oh, yeah.
And so from that point of view, for me, it was really more about repair from the inside, feeding the body what it needs. And so when hyaluronic acid came out as something, I really did not, quite honestly, investigate it and think about utilizing it because my orientation is strictly vitamins, minerals, proteins, or amino acids. And even the aminos, I'm not necessarily a single amino fan because I don't believe anything should be done singularly because, in my mind, nothing in nature stands alone. So that's why everything I do is in combinations. So I don't know a lot or even a little about hyaluronic acid other than it is wonderful. It's a great product. It's good topically, but it's nothing that I gravitated towards.
Fair enough. Great answer. And this would be a perfect segue since you talked about keeping the internal environment clean there. We pulled up here in front of us your ultimate detox and cleanse product, Michael. Maybe did you want to add anything,
well,
Aaron?
You know, I was thinking about this product, and a lot of people think about detoxing after the holidays, and I've reminded a few patients, I'm like, you know, maybe it would be a good idea to do a detox maybe even in between Thanksgiving and Christmas. You know, why do we have to wait till after?
So, you know, there is no tomorrow,
right.
And waiting is procrastination. And I'm going to wait till I get healthy, and then I'm going to take vitamins, you know. There is no waiting. And actually, because of our lifestyles, and if they're eating the American diet with all of the chemicals, they are already toxic. If they're heavy and overweight, they're toxic. And why do I say that? Because one of the things that creates the obesity is the chemicals in the food, because when that's garbage gets into your bloodstream and it gets to your liver, one of the things your liver wants to do in spite of you is protect you. And so what it cannot render harmless for immediate elimination, liquid, gas, or solid, that ends up getting stored in fat. And so I think part of our obesity epidemic in this country is because the liver is trying to protect you from yourself and the American diet, which is horrible and should be outlawed.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, how often is there such a thing as too much detoxing, too much cleansing? What is your opinion about that?
Well, you know, funny you would bring that up. There's a universal teaching that says excess leads to rejection. So, you know, there are people who love chocolate and become chocoholics, and then they become allergic to it. So everything in moderation is another universal teaching. What I would say is, depending upon your lifestyle, you know, if you're like a cop, you work in a beauty parlor, a nail salon, you work in a factory where there's a lot of chemicals, then yes, if you're somebody who applies a lot of stuff, where you work in a place where you get oil or chemicals on your skin, then yes. Then I would say to you, I would recommend that you do a detox every other week, or do 3 boxes, you know, do 6 weeks and then not do anything for 2 weeks. And or if you're healthy like we are, then I would say once a quarter would be appropriate. It just really depends on lifestyle and diet. The more toxins you are bringing into your skin and you're eating them, breathing them, applying them to your skin, if you're doing that, then yeah, you need to detox. Because here's the difference between detox and cleanse, which is what I call my product, detoxing and cleansing. Detoxing is a biochemical transaction. That's why out of all of the detox and cleansing programs in the marketplace, to the best of my knowledge, why I'm the only one that uses vitamins and minerals in the process. Because detoxification requires iron, zinc, molybdenum, and manganese. And if you're not having enough of these because of the diet processing all the food to death, then your detox system breaks down. Again, we're back to toxins corrupting cells, foundation of aging, disease. Cleansing, on the other hand, is a muscular transaction. Your perspiration, urination, defecation, exhalation are all muscular driven. So there's another cause for minerals to be involved. So it's really lifestyle oriented.
Fascinating. Again, I did pull up this product here right in front of us. We have the Ultimate Detox and Cleanse. And so would this also be treated the same way as the enzymes that you and I were discussing there, the digestive enzymes and the recovery enzymes, also with a meal, or do you take this during a fast?
No. In fact, with a meal is ideal.
Okay.
Oh, look, a little rhyme. I didn't intend that. there is that. And what's really interesting about the detox and cleanse, because most cleanses out there focus strictly on the colon. And from my point of view, if that's all you're focusing on, you're missing all the key components to good health. Because the way the body works, whatever it is we eat goes through the digestive process. So, yes, there's some stuff in the intestinal tract working its way down to the colon. But the reality is there is a lot of stuff that's being brought into the bloodstream, because your body is going to pull out of the chyme, out of the digestive conglomerate of food there, what it needs, vitamins, minerals, amino acids. But at the same time, it's also pulling in the additives, the preservatives, the flavoring, the enhancer, the emulsifier, the modifier. So those chemicals are also being drawn into the bloodstream. This is why detoxing is so essential, because those chemicals are what damage the cells and get that whole process going. Now, when the blood needs to be cleansed, so there I use blood cleansers like, you know, burdock root, red clover, yellow dock, great blood purifiers. And they get, you know, then the rest of the stuff that supports it, the minerals that support the detoxification process. Now the blood gets to the liver. Now, most people's livers may be a little congested because they like their French fries and fried onion rings. They may drink alcohol. They may do a lot of dairy. So they've got trans fats, saturated fats, hydrogenated fats, and alcohol. All of that gums up the liver. Now the liver is not working at optimal levels. And so the toxins get there, and what the liver can do, with, you know, is break them down, as I said earlier, or store them in fat. So to clean out the liver, I use choline, inositol, methionine, lecithin, and of course milk thistle, as you know, stimulates new cellular growth in the liver. You can rejuvenate your liver, so we work on that. Last but not least, and I don't know that any other cleansing program in the marketplace does this, I go after where the toxins are stored, the fat. And there I use our fat metabolism product, which is choline, inositol, methionine, lecithin. In fact, I've had people use the detox and cleanse program as a weight loss product because it has so much choline, inositol, lecithin, methionine that it stimulates the metabolic processing of dissolving cholesterol and fat. So
interesting.
That's how the program works.
And again, you mentioned inositol, choline, methionine. Is that correct? These are all different amino acids, or are they similar to vitamins and minerals? Can you quickly touch on that?
Yes, the choline and inositol are part of the B complex, but it's interesting, you'll never find them in a B complex because the government, for whatever reason, probably because they really want you to have high cholesterol, which is really good for the cardiac industry, but they're part of the B complex, and methionine is an amino acid. And when I first came into the health food industry in 76, there was a product, a classification called lipotropics, lipo for fat, tropics for heat, fat burners. I don't know if they're still on the shelves today as lipotropics, but I certainly use them from that perspective.
Good. That's good to know.
So, and then just explain again, Stephen, Michael, for everybody, how can this help you lose weight?
Well, what is weight? Okay, so weight is two fundamental things, the retention of water, which potassium, B6, uva, ursa, hydrangea, parsley, watermelon seed, and watermelon will help disperse excess fluid, because that's the first amount of weight everybody loses. The other kind of weight is an aggregation of cholesterol and or fat. And we, you know, one way is because of all the toxins. So what happens is that through the process of emulsification, the fat gets broken down so that the body can utilize it either as building material or as energy. And on some levels, what's interesting about lecithin, even though it is quote-unquote fat-soluble, it binds to fat molecules, globules, and you end up urinating them out. So lecithin is kind of water-dispersible, even though it's an oil. Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a really cool topic, and I have seen, you're right, I have seen this help people lose weight. How many for this detox? This comes in a box, and these are individual packets. How many days does this last for a person? This box.
Well, if you do the way it's suggested, and I suggest 3 packets a day, that box will last you 2 weeks. We did come up with one called the 1 week flush. And this is something people could do every other week, every third week, if they don't want to stay on something for 2 weeks. It's the same packets, it's just 21 packets versus 42 packets. And it's the same 4 tablets in 1 glycine baggie.
Do you have any suggestions on what a person should eat while they're doing this detox?
Absolutely. The more salads you could eat, the less dairy you consume, the less fat that you consume. And I'm not talking fat-free because you need fats. They are essential for good health. But really, the more living foods you could bring in, the less dairy, the less energy producing, so no sugar, would be better off, because now, and the more you could fast, even better, because what you'll end up doing is you're forcing the body to auto-consume itself in order to get, provide the energy that the cells need to manufacture energy, or the fuel that cells need to manufacture the energy. So fasting, living foods, you know, salads, light on the dressing. And if you're going to do any dressing, you're better off with olive oil and balsamic vinegar. And one of the, another advantage of olive oil is that one of the constituents of olive oil, and I think it's called oleic, maybe, don't hold me to that, helps fight cancer. So those are, you know, those are the best dressing you could possibly use. Forget all the other stuff, because the other stuff is high in calories. What's your body going to do? It's going to end up storing fat.
Fascinating. And the last 5-6 minutes here to go, Michael, one thing I wanted to highlight is the apple pectin that that you have in your, in the detox and ultimate detox and cleanse product here. In addition to everything else you were mentioning there, the choline, inositol, lecithin, which emulsifies that fat. Why did you choose to add in those pectins?
Well, apple pectin, it's actually also in the blood pressure factors, at least it should be, unless we had to take it out.
Unless someone took it out.
But apple pectin is fabulous because an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Why? Because apple pectin helps regulate bowels, helps regulate cholesterol, and has forgetting the fiber part, also has electromagnetic properties, so it's a great detoxifier. It will attract metals to it that shouldn't be in the body and help pull them out of the body.
That's good. And the thing about pectin is there's incredible amounts of research on apple pectin, so it's evidence-based. You know, this is part of your formula. All you need to do for all the listeners, when you go on Google next time, you just type in apple pectin, and that's pectin as in P-E-C-T-I-N as in Nancy Pectin, and then just add the word scholar at the end. Apple pectin, scholar. All of a sudden, you're going to see hundreds of papers that have been done on pectin and cleaning the liver, detoxifying the body. And what's a good take home, Michael, when someone hears the word detox? You know, some people are scared of it. They think it's just a trendy term. Oh, there's no such thing as detox and cleanse. How do you view it? What's your idea with almost 40 years here under your belt in this field? What's your view of detoxification and cleansing? What kind of a phenomenon is that?
It's actually normal functioning of the body.
Right.
If your body did not detoxify the wasted cells, you know, because there are cells that die. If you do not get them out, if you do not break them down and get those individual component parts out of the body and they accumulate, you will become septic and die. Period. Simple. If you are constipated and you never cleanse that fecal matter out of your body, you will be poisoned to death. If you do not urinate and cleanse out the liquid toxins and poison, you will die. You know, because it'll back up into your kidneys. It'll shut your kidneys down. So forgive me for laughing, but you're right. People don't get it. They don't understand the human body. The medical profession has, and the pharmaceutical industry has done a disservice to humanity. I often think they should both be brought up on charges, much like Nuremberg trials, because this is a crime to humanity, not to educate the people as to how the body works and why it's essential to eat clean food, why it's essential to have a good detoxification system, why it's essential to have adequate amount of minerals so that your cleansing processes work. So yeah, that's my take.
I couldn't agree anymore, Michael. And I have to admit, there are a lot of marketing campaigns that are using the term detox and cleanse and this and that's trendy, but it's a real phenomenon, right? All day we have our organs of elimination working, our liver,
absolutely,
skin.
Absolutely.
These are all detox organs. And maybe you can even tell our listeners the term emunctory. Do you have any thoughts on that and what that is referring to exactly, the emunctories of the body?
No, that's a relatively, for me, that's a new term.
No problem.
Why don't you
basically
explain?
The emunctories are the organs of elimination. That's the simple way of viewing it. So liver, the colon, skin, right? When you urinate, any way you're eliminating waste out of the body, it's coming through those emunctories. And then as naturopaths, we have a lot of ways that we can help them work better, essentially. People that are backed up, or they're not urinating properly, or sweating. I've been in a sauna before, Michael, where I'm sitting next to the gentleman and the guy's not sweating at all after 15, 20 minutes of sitting in a sauna while I'm just completely dripping like a water faucet. So what could be going on there if someone's listening to this, Michael, and they're like, wow, that's me. I don't sweat in the sauna or in the car here in Phoenix, Arizona, where it's over 100 many days of the year.
Yeah, that obviously there's an issue going on there, and I'm not sure if it's inflammation surrounding the pores that are clogging them. And that's another concept of that they could be clogged completely. You know, that's really a very strange phenomena that really would take some testing to understand what's going on.
Right. Yeah. And we are wrapping up here. Couple minutes here to go on today's show. Michael, what's a good take home? Let's say someone missed the boat. They just tuned in a little too late. What's a good little takeaway here and something that people should be thinking about for the week ahead?
If you're having digestive issues, take a look at the foods you're eating. Eat more living foods, foods that will give you vitality. Keep in mind that foods do one of two things for you: build you up or break you down.
Yep.
So eat build-up foods. If you need digestive enzymes, start off with papaya enzymes. Then if that doesn't work for you, go to the digestive enzymes. And at the same time, get yourself a good B complex high pantothenic acid, because that helps make betaine hydrochloride, which is a fabulous digestant, as well as helps with osteoporosis, because what pantothenic acid does as betaine hydrochloride is carry the calcium ion into the bone matrix for rebuilding bone.
Amazing. Good place to end it there. Michael, we always appreciate your time, my friend, and I wish we could talk for another 2 hours here, but hey, we got to end it there. And again, thank you for your time.
Thank you so much, Michael.
My pleasure working with you all. I really enjoy it. Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. Actually, before you go, Michael, you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay, right outside my office here at Healthy Habit Medical Center is your little section there, Dr. Schwartz. It actually says Dr. M's Naturopathic, so people might think it's me because my last name's Matijevich. But Dr. M, that's right outside my door here at the medical center. You have Dr. Schwartz's book here and his whole product collection, so it's right outside my door there.
Dan, if the Dr. M works for you, run with it, guys.
There you go. We'll share.
I'm okay with that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, and we'll talk soon.
Take care and be well.
Thank you, everybody, for supporting Healthy Habit Radio here on 1100 KFNX, the Pulse of Arizona. We'll be with you again next Saturday, October 30th there. So make sure you mark your calendar.